This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Demand remains strong despite President Trump's tariffs. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Economists continue to study the impact that President Donald Trump's tariffs are having on international trade. One ag economist says they have not put a dent in consumers' buying patterns. Dr. Darren Hudson, director of the International Center for Agricultural Competitiveness at Texas Tech University, said where you can see the effect of tariffs is on the export side.
We know that tariffs have had impacts on U.S. exports and across the board, whether we're talking about soybeans, you know, corn, cotton. Obviously, soybeans was the big, you know, the big loser. Corn less so, and cotton a little less so, but not it was a negative impact.
However, Hudson said he sees a different picture when he looks at demand.
The price was going up. The landed value or price that the consumer was going to pay was going up, but so was volume. And, you know, that's a little bit strange, you know, when you think about it that way. It indicates a bit of, you know, insensitivity of the U.S. consumer to those prices. The tariff impact on, say, your shirt that you bought at the store was small enough that people really didn't notice that.
Hudson said this ultimately means the market is strong.
On net, yes, I think the tariffs probably hurt raw cotton exports some, but really are not hurting those imports coming back. So, you know, there's some strength in that demand side, or at least consistency in that demand side.
You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our five ag news stories conveniently delivered to your inbox every day. Again, that website is iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.